done. Liverpool had already qualified yesterday with the results for the playoffs, are now into the top eight. And we know a win next Wednesday at Anfield against quarterback will ensure we don't have to play a playoff. And that is great news. No extra game. For Liverpool, tremendous performance tonight. Dominic Szoboszlai with a brilliant Gerrard-esque free kick that he played low under the wall into the net for the opener. In the second half, Ekitike, who had a goal disallowed for a tight offside, hit the bar with a header. In the Fiats was denied by a brilliant save by Rulli. Alisson made a great save by Greenwood at the other end. But Liverpool, for whom Mo Salah missed a sitter, got that second goal for Liverpool when Frimpong committed the defender. His shot come off the goalkeeper, an own goal by Rulli into the net. That was the big goal. And then right at the end, brilliant by Szoboszlai and Gravenberg. Great finish by Cody Gakpo. Great night for the Reds this. Marseille 0, Liverpool 3.
That was our commentator, Steve Hunter, summarising an impressive victory in the south of France that moves Liverpool up to fourth in the Champions League table on 15 points ahead of the final league phase fixtures next week. Coming up in this episode of The Reaction, we'll get the thoughts of Arne Slot and Jeremy Frimpong. First, though, to our pundits, former Reds Jason McAteer and Neil Mellor, and European football expert Kev Hatchard, who joined myself, Becky Davis, in the studio after the game. First words to you guys in the studio. Mels, you've come in with a beaming smile on your face like all of us here, but that felt much more like a Liverpool performance tonight, didn't it? Fully deserved win.
Oh, brilliant win, yeah. I was nervous before the game because of everybody talking Marseille up and saying how difficult it was going to be. Obviously, De Zerbi, we know the style of football he plays. And I was just quietly thinking, if they get the first goal, it could be a really uncomfortable night for us. We never allowed them to. It was a really dominant performance. The scoreline says 3-0. It could have been a lot more emphatic because of how well Liverpool played. I mean, we've hit the post, we've had a goal disallowed. I think their goalkeeper's made a couple of brilliant saves. So it was a really pleasing, dominant performance from everybody. It was a real team performance. It wasn't just a case of he was the main man tonight. And I think the first goal is always important in these games. And it was a clever first goal right in the stroke of half-time. But second half, despite them having a spell early on, Marseille, they never got the goal. And as soon as we got the second goal, it felt a lot more comfortable. We had a lot of chances out there tonight. Alisson made a couple of saves at key moments. But that's a great win. And you just showed the league table there. We're in a top position.
Looks
a
good,
really commanding position going into that final group game, which is where we want to be in the top eight.
Just really nice, as Mel says, to get that third goal, Jace, because it kind of reflects the dominance, if you like. It feels like a statement win tonight.
Yeah, something really that wasn't shown at the weekend for as much of a dominant performance that was as well against Burnley. Listen, credit where credit's due, but it was a good game for Liverpool tonight. It was a good test. Listen, let's take nothing away from Marseille. They're going well in Liga, scored lots of goals, only been beaten once at home this season. So, you know, it was never going to be an easy tie. But Liverpool played really, really well because of the way Marseille played. Liverpool showed their real quality tonight because Marseille were open at times. They didn't play a high line. It wasn't a low block. They didn't ask Liverpool too many questions, but that's because Liverpool were dominant in most of the areas that they needed to be. So that was defending when they needed to be, defending set pieces when they needed to be. We were also playing through the lines, the quickness that they played through. The tempo was really good today. Listen, it could have been 5 or 6, you know, had they taken the chances that they created. They created lots of really good opportunities. Yeah, Alisson was called into action a couple of times, but did what he needed to do. But overall, I thought it was a fantastic away performance by Liverpool tonight.
It feels like the first time in quite a while that they've hit that balance right of having that fluid attacking performance while also being really solid defensively when needed as well, Kev.
Yeah, I think the clean sheet's really important because Marseille are full of attacking talent. There's no doubt about that. They take risks. They want to get forward. They want to swarm you. And actually, the way that Liverpool just drew the sting out of them was really impressive. And they were able to find loads of space between the lines. I thought Florian Wirtz had a brilliant night. His kind of game, where he can find those pockets of space, he can play the little combinations, get into really good positions. But you need your goalkeeper sometimes. And I thought the save from Guiri was excellent in the first half. The save from Greenwood, really impressive because it bounces in front of him. It's actually a more difficult save than he made it look. So every time he was called into action, he came up big.
Yeah, it's one of those games, and this is a good thing, where you would struggle to pick a man of the match because there were so many outstanding performances, Neil.
We said that, yeah. We're thinking, well, who do you pick? Because, like you say, Alisson, when called upon, he makes some saves look easier than they actually are. And I think that was a great example, which Kev says, because he gets across, but it bounces awkwardly just in front of him. And that makes it 1-1, and all of a sudden the crowd get involved, the momentum turns completely in the game. And it just sort of eased us a little bit and saying, no, we can still go again and get more opportunities. To pick a man of the match was difficult. I've made notes, I'm thinking his name. And defensively, it's great to get a clean sheet. I thought the fullbacks did well, you know, in terms of stopping a lot of ammunition into the penalty area. The two centre-halves, again, Konaté missing, where you're thinking, how much will Gomez be able to deal with at this level straight away from missing a lot of game time? Did great between the pair of them. Midfield had a good balance about them. Wirtz. Love watching Wirtz play. And then the only thing missing was that Salah goal at the end. You know, that big chance at the end.
Mo Salah will probably be the only person who's maybe a touch frustrated, because obviously he comes back and he had a couple of opportunities, Jace, which by his standards he will feel
like... It looked like he'd been missing for 4 or 5 games injured and then come back and wasn't quite match sharp. But he'd been playing in the AFCON, hasn't he? So that's not the case. He'll be disappointed with the opportunities. You know, he was there to miss them. There was one at the end there where maybe you've seen him do it so many times where he opens his body up and he just hits it with his left foot. But for some reason, he snatches at it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I just think he might have wanted it a little bit too much. So he snatches at it, and the other opportunity, the header as well. And then there was one where he was offside as well when he gets caught offside. But all in all, listen, his performance, he added something as well. And I agree with the lads. I'm sitting here now thinking, who would I actually give it to? I would probably go... I thought his work rate tonight was fantastic. Ekotike. You know, we spoke, we waxing lyrical, weren't we, before the game started. But he does so much work off the ball. You know, he's running into the channels. Even now he's coming to grips with the press. You know, even that, his link-up play with Wirtz is becoming evident, that the two of them are really getting an understanding.
What about his discipline as well? Because it was a little bit different, because when they had the ball, Marseille, it was noticeable he was left, rather than being down the middle to press. And obviously Wirtz and Szoboszlai were a little bit higher in the central position, Salah wide right. But having the discipline defensively, because he doesn't want to be out there defensively. He wants to be down the middle working the centre-half.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So it's great to see.
Yeah, it was a good real team effort for him tonight. It wasn't about him, it was about what he was going to do for the team.
That was really noticeable, I thought, because one of the things that Marseille always want to do to you, they want to draw you onto them, because it's a De Zerbi team. They want to draw you onto them, play through that line of the press, and then they're away, and then they've got lots of options. I feel like that rarely happened. And that's down to the discipline without the ball.
I was going to ask you, because we spoke off air and I said, how do you think this is going to go tonight? And you said it depends which Marseille side turns up. Did you feel slightly disappointed with Marseille tonight, or were Liverpool so effective at what they did that they didn't get the opportunity to do what they wanted?
I think it's the latter. I think Liverpool didn't let them be the best version of themselves. I think if the early goal does go in, maybe, if they can get that early goal, then maybe it's different. You get the crowd involved. The crowd were quiet compared to what they can
be. But that's
be.
What Liverpool quietened them, didn't they, ultimately?
And I don't think this is just in isolation. I think if you actually... We spoke before the tournament even started about the draw Liverpool had been given. Galatasaray away, Eintracht Frankfurt away, Marseille away, Inter away. And you thought, wow, that's as tough as it gets away from home. They've won three of them. And the game at Inter, I thought they were outstanding. I thought they managed the game really well, won a tight one. This was a dominant display from start to finish, I thought.
Kev, I looked at Marseille's performance and it was almost like, did they show Liverpool too much respect and didn't really go at us from the word go? Because I felt as though we settled into the game reasonably well. And the importance of that first goal, and you mentioned about the crowd, I just felt as though Marseille, maybe the lack of experience in big European games. We'd gone to Inter, got a really good away win there. And I just felt as though they never really... looked like they believed they could beat us tonight.
Yeah, I think there was certainly an element of that. Those opening exchanges, Liverpool were very controlled and they sat off a bit and they didn't play the game that Marseille wanted them to play, which is to create those opportunities in transition. Just never happened. Liverpool were happy to stay in their shape, not risk anything really, not press too high. And Marseille didn't really have much to work with. And then it's difficult because you already know you're up against a top team. But if you haven't got those kind of crumbs of comfort, those early shots, that kind of early spark to get the crowd going, it's difficult to get the momentum. And Liverpool took that away from them.
I thought it was a really good start from Liverpool. Like, it was it was as if Liverpool went into their backyard and said, we're going to dominate the game, which is what you've just said about Marseille. They would have caught a little bit. Ooh, listen, I said before the game, it's a difficult one for Desire because he probably felt he had enough at home with this Marseille team. He was free scoring. And if that's the one that turns up, then they would beat Liverpool because Liverpool aren't in such a great place. You know, and but what does he do? Does he play that low block? Does he play that five at the back that we said that they could do sometimes, soak up the pressure and then try and play on the break? Or does he let his team go and impose themselves like they've done so many times this season, certainly at home, and been really expansive and scored lots of goals? And it was kind of he got it wrong, really. Do you know what I mean? I thought it might have been better had he soaked up the pressure a little bit earlier from Liverpool and then worked their way into the game. But he kind of went at them. Liverpool, like you just said, they had nothing to feed on, nothing happened, and then Liverpool sort of took over and dominated the game.
And with the way the league is, did they really believe they could get top eight? You know, you're looking at the league and thinking, well, they can't get top eight. So if they did beat us, okay, it's a brilliant night for them, whereas us, we're thinking we can get top eight.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more on it for us. It would have been a great night for them. But they're up in the playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, staying in the competition beyond the league phase is huge for them, because they don't have a massive track record recently in the competition. They are former winners of it, of course, but that was a long time ago. So for them to make progress is good. It's also worth bearing in mind, this is a work in progress, and it felt like that. It felt like Liverpool as a team that had been together a fair old while, were comfortable with what they were trying to do. And there's been a lot of debate, hasn't there, about the way Liverpool have dialed things down to stop losing games, been on this long unbeaten run. Sometimes it doesn't work if you go too far, but I thought this was a great example of them playing with control, cohesion, and Marseille never really had anything to go at.
Okay, I'm going to pause it there because we've got some reaction from Marseille. The scorer of the second goal, Jeremy Frimpong, is with Mark Benstead.
Jeremy, very well done. What pleased you most about this evening's performance?
I think everything. We defended well, we attacked well, we played well. I think nothing went wrong. I don't think we conceded that many chances. So it was a well-deserved win.
Yeah, we spoke a lot in recent weeks about getting the balance right between attack and defence. Tonight really did that, because this is a really good Marseille team, great attacking threats all over the team, but you did restrict them to not very many chances and you created plenty of your own.
Yeah, like I said, we played really well. We kept the ball, we created chances and we finished them today. So I can't complain.
Yeah. The second goal, of course, your involvement, was it a case just try and get it in a good area and see what happens?
So when I got past him, I saw Mo. He ran like towards the goalkeeper and I just fired it in there. Hit the guy, I don't care, he went in. So yeah, it's good.
It counts. Slight change to the formation today, Mo sort of played more centrally. Did that give you a little bit more space to run into? Did it help you be better and more effective in offensive positions?
I think me and Mo, we had good communication. You know, sometimes he went out wide, sometimes I went in, and sometimes I was outside, sometimes he was in. So yeah,
it's been a bit of a funny old season. There's been some disappointment at times, some frustrating results, but does a performance like this, a result like this, just remind everyone, look, there's plenty to play for this campaign? It could still be pretty amazing what comes next.
Of course, like, we're in a good position in the Champions League, you know, so yeah, obviously we're going to take every game as it comes, but yeah, we're still in the competition, so of course there's a chance to see something at the end.
Very well done tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers,
man. He's got the biggest smile in the dressing room, hasn't he? I mean, he is a real character that is enjoyable to go into training every day with Mills.
He looks great. Yeah, absolutely. Don't even get an assist for the goal, does he? Because as he's crossed it, it goes down as an own goal. Did brilliant for the goal, because it's an important moment in the game. And I also have to... I don't often give the referees credit, and to be honest, the referee gave a lot of soft decisions tonight. I just thought he might have given that soft... It wasn't a foul, but do you know when the defender throws himself on the floor, you're thinking, don't give that as a free kick, and thankfully he didn't, because what he gives you in the final third is that explosiveness. I mean, as a fullback, how can they just couldn't live with him. So he did brilliant for the goal there. And he also liked the fact he could combine well with Salah today, because that question would have been asked a lot. Can you both play together? And tonight they answered that, yeah.
He did so, so well to stay on his feet, and there was a lot of strength in that goal, Jase.
Yeah, listen, he'll be trying to nick it, won't he? Has it gone down as an own goal? It's got to go down as an own goal. It's got to go down. I'm sure he's trying to nick it, like, but I know I would have been. But listen, he does really, really well. If I'm going to be critical of him, sometimes he gets in them positions and makes the wrong choice. Today he gets a little bit fortunate, he gets the ricochet, but you could see what he was trying to do. But he gets himself time and time again in them positions.
You make your own luck, don't you, in a way?
Yeah, you do. And you know, you just keep getting in them positions, you just keep doing it, you keep doing it, you keep doing it, and you'll get rewarded in the end. Yeah, this right-hand side now, listen, it was always going to be a conundrum once Conor Bradley was, you know, obviously he's out till the end of the season, isn't he? And, you know, there's no real ideal replacement apart from Jeremy Frimpong. He'd done so well ahead of that position, meaning at the right-hand side. But now Mo Salah's come back, he's going to have to play right-back. So it'll be nice to see these, you know, sort of forge a relationship now, the two of them. You know, they haven't got a history of being injured, have they? I know he's been injured this season, but maybe that's getting up to speed with the Premier League. But it looks like, you know, he's got the body to stay fit. He can strike up a relationship with Mo Salah. And we can sort of nail down this right-hand side. It's been a problem area for Liverpool. We've had five right-backs this season. It'd be nice to find some consistency.
Yeah, and because of, obviously, Jeremy's had his injury issues and then Mo's been at AFCON, they've not really had the chance to forge that partnership. But hopefully that can come in the coming weeks, Kev.
Yeah, and the thing to bear in mind with him is that he's not a traditional fullback in the sense that if you look at what he did at Bayer Leverkusen when he won the League and Cup double there, he was a wing-back, sometimes he was a right-winger, sometimes he was a forward in some of the big games because Xabi Alonso wanted a pressing threat. So he's got that pace, that dynamism, but he has to learn the defensive side of it. I'm sure he will. You know, he's somebody that's massively improved under Alonso. I'm sure he'll do that under Arne Slot, but it is definitely an adaptation period for him because as a traditional fullback, he hasn't played that position a lot.
What Kev's saying there about him, he has the flexibility to be able to play higher up as well, but is going to be asked questions defensively. And the average position, no surprise to see, Salah is furthest up with Ekitike. But that position for Fiat's number seven, that is where I love him, coming in those sort of pockets of space, and he's so hard to pick up. And he just finds space and creates, makes things happen. That was a really good midfield for that. You know, Szoboszlai, the three from last year, and Wirtz complimented them tonight, I thought.
It's interesting that, isn't it? The right-hand side's quite dominant there. Mm. Poor Kierkez is out on his own, isn't he?
He done well, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he done well tonight, yeah. Didn't he, at times?
He did, yeah.
The Wirtz thing's really interesting because he's got a little bit of Thomas Müller about him, in the sense that Müller was always great at just naturally knowing exactly where the space was. He would just pick up those pockets all the time. It was just a really natural thing. You didn't see him thinking about, oh, where do I need to be? Where do I need to stand? He just knew. And so then it makes it so much easier for players to find him.
Kev, I was screaming at him to hit the ball early. Start of the second half, when Ekitike plays it into him. And that felt like a chance.
Yeah.
It obviously took too long. It ended up getting tackled.
The Rulli save at the near post is unbelievable.
It was
actually,
unbelievable.
Because
that, yeah.
The only place he can go is near side. It's a phenomenal save.
Brilliant. Agreed.
OK, our fan panel have been waiting very patiently, so I think we're going to let them get a word in now. Opta Mike, first of all, Mike Reid from Opta. I think you've got a stat for us to kick us off, I believe.
Yeah, it's that obviously tonight we managed to get a 3-0 win, and that's the first time Liverpool have actually gone from 2-0 to 3-0 up in any match in all competitions since last season's League Cup final, semi-final second leg against Tottenham, which was obviously a 4-0 win in the end after losing the first leg 1-0. And this was the 52nd game Liverpool have had since then. They've had a couple of 3-goal wins, but where Liverpool conceded first. So it was nice to see Liverpool score first and then go on and add to it. So many times this season in particular where Liverpool have been 2-0 up, and you know, even recently against the likes of Wolves and Tottenham and Leeds United, where Liverpool have been 2-0 up and then conceded the next goal, suddenly it gets nervy. And tonight we capped it off with that Gakpo finish for 3-0. So yeah, it was from start to finish a really, really good performance, I felt. Marseille in the first half only had one shot, which says a lot. I don't think there's many teams would go to the Stade Velodrome and only concede one shot in a half of football there, especially with the attacking numbers that they're showing. Second half, they had more chances. The game opened up more, but Liverpool showed the quality and scored the goals from that. So, yeah, pleasing from first minute to the 90th, really, tonight.
OK, let's go to Sam from This Is Anfield. Sam, what pleased you the most about what you saw tonight? Because as away performances go, that ticked a lot of boxes, didn't it?
Absolutely. I think although we've drawn four league games in a row, I was quietly confident coming into tonight, because if you look back at our European fixtures this season, specifically the inter-away game, I feel like our football, at least over the last 12 games, this unbeaten run, has actually suited almost giving the other team more of the ball. You look at when we've been frustrated, it's been at home against lesser opposition who will sit behind. Obviously, Slots said plenty of times how the team struggles against a low block sometimes, but Roberto De Zerbi's Marseille sort of played into our hands a little bit tonight. I think we kind of started off out of possession. We were almost a 4-2-4, and Marseille had two wide attackers who had a lot of room, and then two other kind of midfielders, stroke attackers. And every time the ball was played into their feet, the defenders, or McAllister and Gravenberch, were reading that and stepping in really well.
OK, Matthew, you're over in Atlanta. You've watched that one. Just tell us, first of all, what you made of it, how much you enjoyed it, because I think enjoyment is a big thing and maybe hasn't been there in some of the recent performances quite as much as we saw tonight. There was a lot to like about that.
There was. And I'll say I was at the Leeds match, which was probably the least enjoyable match I've participated in with Liverpool. But today, they look sharp. I like when we play with pace. Occasionally we see a ball come in and there are, you know, three, four players standing there in the D, seemingly all in each other's way with, you know, one or two defenders between them and the goal. And we take a shot that just caroms into space. So I like the way we were spreading the ball out. Wirtz, as was said, was remarkable today. And, you know, when we have those threats up front with, you know, Salah and Ekotike, I think the goals are going to come as they learn to play with each other. And the problem is we can't get them all on the pitch at the same time.
It's true. I mean, relationships take an awful long time to build, and there have been mitigating circumstances definitely this season, Mels.
Yeah, I just wanted to pick up on Opta Mike's stat there, because
his name's not really Opta Mike.
It's Opta Mike. it says Opta, it's just there, yeah. Anyway, so, and the reason why it's relevant is because it's been a frustration for us in terms of we've had 2-0 leads and sort of not blown. Teams have stayed in the game now at 2-0 with 20 minutes to go. What did Marseille create? And so why it's relevant, you're thinking, Alisson made one save in added on time, and the game was over by that point. So I thought Liverpool defended the penalty box really well. I think Marseille had quite a few shots from outside the box rather than really opening us up. I thought Gomez defended well, Van Dijk, Edders getting clear. So that's why I like that stat, because I never really felt they put us under a lot of pressure to get back into the game to make it a nervy end.
Because there was one chance, wasn't there, where we were talking about where he whips it in from the right. Remember, he takes it early. We were talking, what's the centre forward?
Yeah, they had some
that
moments.
One opportunity. I mean,
the Aubameyang one where Alisson tips it over.
90 second minute.
That was a three, but 90 second two, minute. There was one opportunity they had. But you're right. I mean, it was limited, and it is nice to see Liverpool go from 2-3.
The Traore one.
That was it.
Yeah,
that
because
was the
that
one.
Was on the edge of the area, a tough one to take because it just bounces in front of him. He's tried to cushion it. Yeah. It's actually not a bad effort in the end.
Yeah.
It clears the bar by not very much, but everything was at full stretch from Marseille.
That was at 1-0.
Yeah. Could have been an equaliser,
so
actually.
Nil.
Well, that could have been worse then, couldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been worse.
Could have been 1-1.
It could have all gone wrong.
So but shut up.
But everything was at full stretch, wasn't it, from Marseille? It wasn't a stage where you felt the crowd could really get behind something and Alisson was having to make save after save. Everything was very controlled, very calm.
You mentioned it in, like, when you were talking about the game before, and I think you're right. It's the first time I think I've seen Liverpool in control of a game. The game management was really good. Even when Marseille were getting a little bit of possession, they got back in numbers. You know, they just controlled the edge of the box. They weren't flustered. I mean, the goal, they had a good little spell when we got the goal, and one of the guys made the point where, I think it's Joe Gomez, steps in and nicks the ball, and that starts off the move for the first goal. So Liverpool's display, there was lots of positives, but I did feel it came from Saturday. I did feel there was fundamentals there Saturday against Burnley that played in today's game. I just think the quickness, the speed of thought, I think certain relationships that were forged were there to be seen Saturday. I know the result didn't reflect that, but I thought Saturday was a much better performance. And it was nice that we built on that performance and actually gone on and won the game.
I agree. But Sam made the good point about the low block. And
that does help, playing into our hands.
Yeah, and we're going to see that more in the Premier League, and maybe the Champions League might suit us, because more teams might have a go, certainly when it gets to the knockouts, some of the bigger teams.
Mm. Yeah, I'll come back to Opta Mike, because he's now officially known, just in terms of the run in general. It is now 13 games, Mike, but it's been a run where, you know, there's not been an awful lot of necessarily at times momentum to be able to build on in terms of the performances within that run, but it feels like that tonight is definitely something that can be built on in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I think draws can often sort of mask the unbeaten run or alter how you perceive it. And having four Premier League draws in a row, especially, you know, at home to Burnley, that's a game that we want to win as Liverpool fans, and we expect to win those kinds of games. So that can kind of hurt your momentum. So even though you do remain unbeaten, it's better than obviously losing. And earlier on in the season, we were losing certain games. As even at Anfield, you know, look at what PSV did to us. But yeah, so draws can sort of hurt that momentum, whereas tonight that's a much better statement. And I actually think when you actually look this season, the guys have mentioned there about how the Champions League maybe suiting us a bit more, teams not playing the low block. If you look at some of Liverpool's better performances in all competitions this season, I think a lot have come in the Champions League. You look at the Real Madrid game at Anfield, that was a fantastic performance throughout. The Frankfurt game, of course, went 1-0 down, but it was against a run of play and then ran riot after that. The Atletico Madrid game, I know Atletico scored two in that game, but Liverpool were pretty dominant throughout and were unlucky to actually concede two. And if they'd have scored more than they did, Liverpool, I don't think too many people could have complained, because Liverpool were the better team in that game. So a lot of the better performances have been in the Champions League, so maybe that stylistic difference does suit us. And you can see that we're fourth in the Champions League table, which is where we are in the Premier League table as well, but the difference in maybe the styles of the teams is suiting us a bit more.
Yeah, Sam, I'll come to you on that really. Does what you've seen in the Champions League so far, and as Mike says, some of the tough away performances as well, does that give you real hope that there could be quite a lot of longevity in this competition this season?
Absolutely. I think you look back to last season, and when we went out of the competition, obviously it was only on penalties, but we looked like we were tiring. And as we saw towards the end of the season, we did slowly start to fade away, but we gained up such a lead in the league, it didn't matter. Whereas this season, because of all the new signings we've made, perhaps slots kind of work, taking a while to work out how to use them all, it does like look, with a bit of optimism, like we're going to get better as the campaign goes on. So hopefully we can time that with a Champions League run.
OK, thanks very much. We're just going to have a final word to Matthew before we go to a quick break. Hopefully Arne Slot is on his way. Matthew, in terms of performances this season so far, there have been a few really notable ones. Is that right up there for you? Maybe even the best, dare I say?
I think it is. I mean, in the beginning of the season, you know, we had a bit of a good fortune, I would say. We got some critical wins before we kind of slumped. But, you know, I think it was some fortune, some luck, some calls from the referee, some, you know, some extreme plays, I would say. But today it looked cohesive. This looks like the team that, you know, beginning to look like the team that we saw last year with all the pieces falling into place.
The Liverpool FC retail winter sale is on now. Save up to 70% on selected items, including LFC label fashion and souvenirs. Save 20% on selected Adidas, including 25-26 season home kit. And all Red members save an additional 10%. The Liverpool FC retail winter sale is on now.
At your official LFC stores, online at liverpoolfc.com/store and on the official LFC store app.
Welcome back. A consummate performance by Liverpool over in Marseille. 3-0 winners tonight in the south of France. Let's speak about the first goal, which, as we say, it felt like the second goal came at a very important time, but so did the first just before the break. And a very clever, crafty free kick by Dominic Szoboszlai-Mels.
I think that's the word, clever, because I was expecting him to go over the wall.
I think everybody was.
I think the goalkeeper was. And he gets caught out and and where's the draft guy underneath? You know, they never did it, did they?
Got to have the draft excluder.
They've got to have the draft excluder. Yeah. And he's been clever there, Szoboszlai, because it's right in the stroke of half-time. We hadn't got the goal we deserved, but he recognised that he was capable of doing it. And then you start thinking, have we scored one of them before? I think Coutinho did one. Steven Gerrard do one, am I right? But it was a really clever free kick, yeah, because he recognised that everyone thinks he's gone over the wall and under it went. Really clever.
I think he was on it, to be honest. I thought it was an ideal angle for Salah.
I wonder if that just played into their thinking as well, because Rulli's expecting that kind of delivery up and over the wall from Salah, and then Szoboszlai rattles
goes
it.
Under.
I mean, from your point of view, how hard is that to do? Because you know you're going to go under the wall, you know you've got to keep it low, but you've got to hit it with enough pace to beat the goalkeeper. So
it's not that hard, actually, is it? I'd rather hit that.
I'd prefer to bend it rather than go low. But certain players prefer that.
Yeah, I mean, to drill it low like that is easier than trying to get it up and over the wall and into the top corner, obviously. But, I mean, that's something off, you know, that the data guy's got, hasn't he? Like, they've done their own work on that.
You can imagine someone's like, I'll do this. You could imagine him saying that, couldn't you? Saying, I'll do that. I can get this underneath.
That's what I like about him. He takes everything on. Yeah. Like, even the penalty. I mean, he's absolutely hammered that penalty at the weekend. And yeah, it's hit the bar. It hasn't gone in. But, you know, I like the fact that he puffs out his chest and he fancies.
And maybe he needed this, because after what happened against Barnsley,
he's had a bad week, hasn't he?
He's just had that and gone, here we go, I'm back.
Yeah, no, it makes me think that he was off, you know, off what they've seen and what they've studied, because him being on it, Szoboszlai, a right footer under the wall into that bottom corner is going to be easier than Salah at left foot going round sort of with a bit of an arc on it. So it would have suited Szoboszlai. So they obviously have looked into it. And he's just got it right, hasn't he? It's brilliant.
As you say, maybe he's had a little bit of a tricky week, but overall, Mels, he's having an outstanding season, isn't he?
I think it'd be hard to argue that he's been Liverpool's best player this season. I think he has. He's been consistent, and that's what you ask for. He's been asked to play it right back, and he's done it. You know, he's played as a 10, as an 8. He's played out on the right-hand side as well. He's been absolutely superb. And, and I think when I watch Szoboszlai, I think he's a player who can get double figures for goals.
Yeah.
And I think this is the season where he does that. He didn't last season, but I'm looking this season and think he's going to get double figures. And some important goals as well. The one obviously against Arsenal, this one tonight. You feel as though he's got some important goals in his locker. And he's full of confidence as well. And you can see that in his performances. You need that.
Yeah,
His form's actually caused the manager a headache, hasn't it? Because he's so good, you don't want to take him out of that midfield area, but he's had to play him on the right because he's had to accommodate Bradley missing or Frimpong being injured or whatever. But his form's that good, he's actually playing in a position where you probably want to see Wirtz play. You know, just at the head of that diamond, if they play like that, or ahead of the three. Mm-hmm. He's had to move him out at the right of the three at times to accommodate other players. But he's. I agree with Mels. I think he's been arguably Liverpool's best player this season.
Only the third Liverpool player, I was going to say, to score or assist in 5 successive Champions League games. The other two being Steven Gerrard and Mohamed Salah himself, of course. So he's in fine company. I mean, these guys are used to waxing lyrical about Dominic Szoboszlai. But I'll ask you, Kev, in terms of Premier League this season, he's establishing himself as one of the top midfielders. Yeah. In this country, but where does he stand across the rest of Europe?
I think he's right up there. This is the player he was always meant to be. Like in Hungary, they've been talking about him for years. Like from when he was younger, you look at how many games he's already played for Hungary, you look at the fact he's the Hungary captain already, scored some really important goals for them as well. At Leipzig, he learned all of the work without the ball. So he's a bit of a unicorn, really, because he does all of that hard work without the ball. He can pass, he can shoot. He's got that consistency. That's why the Barnsley thing really took me by surprise, because it just isn't the kind of thing he does. Doesn't do that kind
of thing.
I thought
he'd been reading his own press, though. You know, like everyone's waxing lyrical about him, and sometimes you get a little bit complacent. That performance against Barnsley just eked a little bit of that. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like...
He scored a worldie as well in the game, hasn't he?
Early on, yes. I mean, he's got it and hit one, hasn't he? But I just thought the way he started, he was a bit like... It was a bit easy for him, and... It was kind of like he'd read his own press and thought, yeah, I am a little bit like, well, you can't, you'll get punished. And he ended up doing it to himself, actually, didn't he?
But then it's a good lesson, right? Because if it's in a game you've already won, then or you go on to win, then that hasn't cost you anything. That just bumps him back on track. But I think he's a phenomenal footballer.
I think it also, I like what you said there, because I think it gives the manager the opportunity to, you know, pull him to one side and just say, listen, you know, keep your mind on it. You do everything you were doing before you got in this position was brilliant. You just keep doing that. No complacency. Don't be trying this again. You know, I don't care what he's come out with afterwards. Listen, you don't do this in any kind of game. You know, you don't give an opponent an opportunity like that. And I think that's, like you just said, that's good for him.
Okay, I think we're going to hear from Arne Slot in just a minute. The boss is on his way, but a quick word on Cody Gakpo as well, because it puts the gloss on the scoreline, but also fully deserved and really nice as well for him to get a slice of the action, Mels.
Yeah, great finish. Should have had an assist as well. He's the one who played the ball for Salah for that opportunity. I think when you're a sub, and no player wants to be a sub, you're frustrated, you're disappointed. He came on and sort of felt as though, I want to impact the game. It wasn't a case I'm going to sulk and disappointed, even though he came on at 2-0. And credit to him, because he came on and impacted the game. He got himself a goal, and you could see the delight in his face. Mm. And it may be the difference between maybe he comes into the starting lineup for the game against Bournemouth at the weekend. So he sort of is mixed with the fans at the moment. Cody Gakpo, I've always been a big fan of Cody Gakpo. I think he gives us good balance out there. He gives you numbers, end product. And I'm pleased he got that goal tonight. I do like that.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tricky season at times for him, Jason. Was billed, obviously, as a big campaign with the departure of Luis Diaz. So it maybe hasn't clicked quite how he would have wanted it to so far.
Yeah, and listen, his numbers last season were quite productive. It was 17 or 18 goals, I think he scored. So with Luis Diaz going, he's probably thought, you know, this is my position now, and, you know, I'm going to have a large number of games throughout the season and stuff. But going back to Dominic Szoboszlai, what I was saying before, he's kind of been undroppable in that area, which means Wirtz has then inevitably found himself on that left side, which means Gakpo then has had to make way. And I mentioned it about one of the players before, Kerkez. I think he's faced some unfair criticism, Cody Gakpo. Listen, he has become quite predictable. He has does come inside on that right foot. That's his first thought, isn't it? Come inside, hit it. You know, I'd like to see him mix it up a little bit, go down the outside, make defenders think a little bit more. But his presence in the team, I think from his height point of view, I think he's honest. I like what Mel said. I think I agree with him. I think his attitude is really good. Tonight he's come on, he hasn't sulked, he wants to affect the game. And I think at times he's been taken out the team when, I think there was did he score against Villa? I think he had a really good performance against Villa and then missed the next game. And I thought, oh, I wonder how he'll take that. Mm. You know, he's played really well there and then you've taken him out the team. But listen, he's got on with it. He's a good pro. And again, he gets his goal tonight, so we'll see what happens for Bournemouth.
He is a good pro, and I think that attitude, especially in a team like Liverpool, where very few get to play week in, week out, and there's always going to be some kind of rotation. But in terms of what he can do, Kev, to increase his chances of starting more games, what would you say? Is it building those relationships still with Milos Kerkez on that left-hand side? It still needs time to click.
That feels like the key to the whole thing for me. I think as Kerkez settles, he will be taking players away to give him a bit more space to create a bit more unpredictability on that side. But also, as the guys have said, you know, Florian Wirtz is going to have to be squeezed into that team at times. If you want him to operate in a wide area and come in, there isn't going to be space for Gakpo. But look, they're going to play a lot of games, hopefully, certainly in this competition. And so he'll get his opportunities. But he is a top player. He is and has been from when he was at PSV. And I think he's adapted really well. He'll come again. He's a really effective player, I think. Mm.
A word for Hugo Ekitike as well. We said Mo Salah was unlucky not to get on the score sheet, but so was he, to be fair. He had the offside goal, which, right decision, but not by much, was it? And then hits the bar as well, Mel.
Yeah, I was gutted for him at the weekend because he had a goal disallowed. And then he had another one disallowed today. He hits the post. He was unlucky with that one. Good movement. The keeper makes a brilliant save, even though it went down as a goal kick. He was a little bit unlucky. Jace mentioned it a little bit earlier on. He worked tirelessly hard. He leads the line so well. He's an absolute handful. And I think he's developing a really good understanding with Wirtz. Yeah. And I think it's really blossoming and it's great to watch. So he's always a threat. You always think, oh, he's going to get himself a goal out there. So he didn't get it tonight, disallowed. But you always think, I'm actually thinking it's going to be a nice little battle. Who's going to push him to be top scorer this season? It's always been Salah. And Ekitike is out there at the moment. Can Salah get close to him? Because at the moment, I'm thinking it's going to be Ekitike.
Sounds really basic, but he always affects the game. And that's what you're looking for. He never hides. He always wants the ball. Keeps on going. He's really impressive. And he's always had that dynamism. I think you look at Frankfurt, he was scoring lots of goals. He was making goals for Marmoush when they had a really nice little, you know, partnership up front. That's what I really like about him. You want players who are going to really affect the game in different ways, and he does it.
Yeah, you look at him and Wirtz, and when you're looking further ahead and towards the future, that's obviously a key relationship in seasons to come, Jace, as well.
Yeah, we were speaking about it before, and obviously we were speaking about it off camera. You know, Wirtz, you know, he's come into a team, he's a player, he's an absolute player, and sometimes they're one or two steps ahead of everybody else, aren't they? And
he's a superstar.
It's really difficult sometimes to catch up, but they do get there in the end. They get on the same wavelength. Listen, strikers, you know, they feed on supply, don't they? And, you know, sometimes you don't want to be looking at the man to tell him where he is. Sometimes you just need to be there and trust he's going to put it there. Well, Wirtz is the man. He's going to put it. He's going to put it where you need it to be. You don't need to tell him. You don't need to ask him. You just need to be in the right place at the right time. And you know, this is what's starting to forge now. This relationship. We've seen it with so many great Liverpool partnerships. I mean, whether it's Dalglish, Rush, whether it's the three Mane, Salah, Firmino. You know, it does come over time. This has taken a little bit longer than maybe what we thought, but it's definitely getting there. But Ekotike, I mean, he doesn't get rewarded sometimes with the work that he does. Listen, I thought he was fantastic tonight. You know, he's a threat. He's unpredictable. There's a rawness to his game. But listen, I think he will finish top scorer this season. I think his attitude, just the opportunities he creates, he'll come to the ball, he'll go the other way. Listen, the game played into his hands a little bit tonight because of the space that was in behind, so we had the opportunity to do lots of different things, and we've seen the best of him. There'll be more difficult challenges ahead because teams will play deeper, but he's a player.
He's the main man at the moment. When he's back fit, that'd be interesting.
He's been quite open on his social media, Kev, about how much he hates facing low blocks, as does most of the team. But yeah, I mean, tonight, as the lads say, probably he enjoyed having a little bit more space.
He did have more space, but I think about the Burnley goal that Wirtz scores, that all starts with Ekotike in a wide area, wriggling away, finding a bit of space. Then Curtis takes over and sets up Wirtz. He is capable in those tight spaces. And just to point on Wirtz as well, with like relationships and partnerships. Last season at Leverkusen, he had a great click with Patrick Schick. I think there was a spell where Schick scored 6 goals in a row and Wirtz had made 5 of them. And he just knew exactly where Schick was going to be. Perfect passes through. Those two, Ekotike and Wirtz, at some stage are going to start ripping up this league. Mm. I'm absolutely convinced of it.
Sounds good to me. Right, we're going to go back to the south of France now. Mark Benstead is with the boss, he's with Arne Slot.
Arne, well done. A very good result and a very good performance as well. What was your take on this evening overall?
No, at last it was combined. So we've had enough good performances where we combined it with a result, but we've had a lot of moments where we had good performances, which didn't lead to a result, and mostly then when the result doesn't go your way, everybody is complaining also about the performance. But tonight, I think players showed great character, really good off the ball, tactically really disciplined, and on the ball we were able to find the players we want to find in the final third. And I think we were even able to create more than we did, but we created enough also to score goals, where we created much more against Burnley, but only scored 1. And today we still created quite a lot and scored 3. And that is the beauty of football on a day like today. And that hurts a lot against Burnley.
Spoken a lot in recent weeks about finding that balance between offence and defence. Was it better tonight? Did you like the way that the team kept it tight at the back, limited the chances for Marseille, but still had that threat?
No, it was even better against Burnley, much better against Burnley, because against Burnley we didn't give away anything except for the goal. Tonight, I think Marseille threatened us a few times. We needed Ali in the last minute, in the first half, and a big save and a shot from Greenwood in the second half. So it was much more an equal game today, where again I thought we were the team that created more than them. So for me, we deserve to win. But ideally, you have so many chances as we had against Burnley and you give away as less as possible as we did against Burnley. But I do understand that Marseille is a very good team, so you have to accept that you give away maybe a little bit more. But another good performance, like the one against Arsenal, like the one against Burnley, as the one today.
A goal from a set piece as well. I think I'm right in saying that Xavi Valerio, goalkeeper coach, had forewarned all the free kick takers that the wall would jump. How pleased that has paid off, but also that Dom had the awareness in this atmosphere to follow through in it and have it in his head.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons why he's a quality player. So quality players, they are calm enough to recognize what's been said to them in a moment like this, but also in other moments where you need tactical discipline. And you usually get this with players who are good enough or better than the level they are playing at. And that was a moment from Dom, great work from Xavi as well. Although I think it shouldn't have been Dom who took that ball, it should have been Mo, because it should have been a penalty. For so many times this season we've been on the wrong side of referee decisions, and again tonight, but I've said also many times, we should not rely on these wrong decisions, we should still be able to win the game, and I think that's what we've done today, and that's really positive, and I'm 100% sure that it cannot go on like this with all these decisions that go against us. So there will come a time where things go back to normal, and in the meantime we have to make sure that we perform in the best possible way, and that's what we've done tonight.
You just mentioned Mo there. In terms of where you used him today, there was a shift in the setup, the formation. He seemed to play sort of further through the middle at times. What were you hoping to achieve with that, and what did you like about what you got from it tonight?
No, that of course has to do with the way the other team plays. So you try to set up your team where your players can play the best game, but you also take in mind what the other strength of the other team is. So I always try to find a way of what's best for us to press with certain players in the team, and find a way where they can show their quality, because in the end, what you need to do as a manager is making sure that players who can make the difference for you come in good positions. And I think with Mo on the inside, where he's able to go to the outside as well, with Jeremy, who's of course a big threat on the outside in 1v1s, which he showed in the second goal. With players like Florian and Dom in the pockets and in between the lines, I think that was the right way to go for this game. And the players showed that was the right choice to make.
Very well done tonight. We'll see you in Bournemouth.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll go home a happy man tonight. Arne Slot, the next game quickly, because we've got you on and you know everything about every team in Europe. Let's speak about Karabakh of Azerbaijan, who, considering this is the first time in the Champions League proper, if you like, they've done themselves great credit, really. Tonight, a last-minute, 94th-minute winner over Frankfurt. And they will come to Anfield, maybe not in the position that they might have expected, but feeling they've got a great shot of getting a spot in the playoff rounds.
They're a proper team. And they've got a manager who's been there for well over a decade, Hurban Hurbanov. They've got a couple of star players, Leandro Andrade, who's excellent. Abdellah Zubir, who's been there a long, long time, hundreds of games for them. And this is a team that's done well in the Europa League, had loads of European experience at that level, and they've just made that step. They came back from 2-0 down to win at Benfica, and that just got them going, made them believe that they could compete at this level, held Chelsea to a draw, got that win over Frankfurt. This is not a gimme. This is a game you have to take with the utmost seriousness.
And I'm sure they will next week when Karabakh do come to Anfield. Before that, it is a trip to the south coast of England this time, rather than France, to face Bournemouth, who, of course, this was the opening fixture of the Premier League on the Friday night. Mm. Mel's 4-2 win back in August. Feels like forever ago now, this game, doesn't it? But how do you assess this one?
Do you know what? Obviously, there's certain teams in certain seasons that are great to watch, and I think Bournemouth are in that category. If Bournemouth are on telly, I want to watch them because it'd be a good game to watch. And they might not win the game, but they'll have a go. And a little bit like tonight with Marseille, they'll be open at times. So I think it'd be a really good game. This was a cracking game, first game of the season. When we went 2-0 up, we're thinking, God, this is great. And then they got it back to 2-2 and it wasn't so great. But we found a way to win this game. First game of the season. This is what Bournemouth are about. They've obviously lost a star man in Semenya. There's no doubt about that, a star man. But they lost three star men in the summer. The two centre-halves went to Real Madrid, PSG. We signed the full-back, Kirkez. So despite key players being left the football club, they're still doing well. In terms of competing, they're way off where they were at the start of the season. They're not going to get in Europe. They're not going to go down. But it should be a good game to watch.
They're 10 points off the relegation battle, aren't they? But slipping. I think it's one win in 14. I think they've got Semenyo leaving is not going to help that cause either. The defence, which we raised an eyebrow when they lost, was it three of the back four, was it? And, you know, they recruited okay. They started the season defensively okay, and then they've just gone now. They're conceding goals left, right and centre. Listen, they are a good watch. I agree with Mel's. You know, if they're on the telly, I will watch them. But they need to stem this losing run that they're on, or certainly a run that they're not picking points up. They needed a couple more points to get away from that relegation battle, and I think they'll be all right. But yeah, it's always a tough ask,
isn't it, for Iriola?
Well, if they don't start getting points on the board, they're going to get themselves pulled into it, aren't they?
You know, what won't help them is Justin Kluivert as well, because he's just had an op on his knee, and he will also miss this game. So when, as you say, with Semenyo having recently departed as well, it's a blunted Bournemouth that Liverpool will face.
And they've had tons of injuries as well. I commentated on their game at Brighton on Monday. It was just kids on the bench, you know, which is the commentator's nightmare. I don't know who this kid is and who this is. So a lot of quick research. But they will always play with energy. They'll always look to play high press. That will play into Liverpool's hands, I think. They've got a couple of dangerous players. Tavernier's playing well. Elie Kruppi is a young guy who can shoot from range, really sparky player. So they're not an easy team to overwhelm, but I think it's a nice tactical matchup for Liverpool. Mm.
Quickly, what do you want to see from Liverpool in this game, Mels? It's a big opportunity to build on tonight.
Exactly that, yeah. And take the chances when they come along, because we will get chances at the weekend, and not be too open defensively. Another clean sheet and a victory will be lovely away with.
That is it from this episode of The Reaction. We'll be back again on Saturday night, though, from the South Coast after Liverpool take on Bournemouth in the Premier League. Until then, if you haven't done already, please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.